Richard Dubin, and we are continuing on our program today as we talk now with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. We are still in the midst, or latter stages, I should say, of Taurus, and I found it really fascinating last week, Beth, when we brought the aspect of the eclipse that happened on, what was it, like the 24th or 25th? 25th of April, but it was an afternoon. It was something we couldn't see, but again, if you go back and you know, and again, we were close enough then when we talked that you could actually go back and say, okay, what was I doing around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, local time? What was happening? Who was I relating with? And you get to observe that. You get to sort of monitor that a little bit. I think that's really valuable if we can clue. And that's kind of part of why we do this is, right, is in terms of the month-long astrological sign, in this case for Taurus, but those happenings that happen, you know, on a given
within,
day.
Yeah. Within them. Yeah.
I think it's very interesting. So what have we got? Here we are on the 4th of May, and we're still in Taurus.
We are still in Taurus, and we're bearing down on the second eclipse of the spring, which is going to happen. Now, this is what's interesting. One of the calendars I have says that the annular solar eclipse will happen on Thursday the 9th at 5:26 p.m. Pacific time. But on the NASA Eclipse website, which is eclipse.gsfc.nasa.gov, they say that it's on the 10th. I've being a Gemini, I like to look at all these different kinds of data. But when I don't get exactly perfect corroboration, I get a little annoyed.
I would too. It's like I'm trying to plan my schedule around this, and I don't know when it's happening.
Really, I want to know when I should be standing and looking at the sky.
That's
please.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, Thursday the 9th, Friday the 10th, you know, play around with it, see what you come up with.
But actually, what might be a good thing to do would be to take those 2 days in a framework and say, okay, from the 9th, I get up in the morning until I go to bed on the 10th, let's just really be observant.
Right, and present.
And again, we're still dealing with, in this case, we're still dealing with some depth in that regard, or is this a sign of something a little different?
Well, this one is still with depth. It's an opposition. Oh, wait a minute. This is more of a, this is conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
This is both the sun and the moon in Taurus.
Ah, okay.
And so there's less of an emphasis on depth and more of an emphasis on balance and harmony in relationships.
Very good.
Basically, what we're taking is the information we got, the deeper information we got in the first eclipse, and then putting it more into practice at the time of the second eclipse.
So next Thursday to Friday,
yes,
be observant, be aware, try to stay as conscious and in the moment as you can.
And take opportunities when they arise.
Yeah.
If there's a conflict that comes up or an uncomfortable moment, try and lean into it, man. Try and be present with it and try and use it as an opportunity to create better understanding, compassion, harmony, balance, that kind of thing. Taurus rules teams.
Mm-hmm.
The sign of Taurus rules teams of all kinds, whether it's sports teams or teams of people trying to work together towards specific goals and aims and ends. And so with this kind of a thing happening, it's really about team building. How do I become a better team member?
I think that and even down to a team of two, you know, you have
couples
individual
are very definitely a
absolutely
team. Yeah.
Absolutely. And maybe in that particular period in time, as with the eclipse on the 25th, when in dealing with more with deeper issues in that kind of a dynamic, you come to the 9th, 10th, and you can help to foster and maybe bond even closer.
Exactly. That's the idea. That's the idea.
Yeah. So people can get in touch with you. What are some of the, let's say someone's never been to an astrologer before. Where is the first best place to start when they call you, in this case, at 963-0842?
It depends on the situation.
Oh.
I had a mother-daughter who called me earlier who have never done this before, and they want to know more about themselves as individuals and about their relationship as, you know, the mother-child dyad.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of calls from pregnant women who want to look at the transits around the due date of their delivery. So that they can make a more cohesive birthing plan. I have business people call wanting to know about hiring, firing, switching jobs, investing, finding investors. You know, it really just depends on where you are. It's highly variable. Even with my regulars, you know, our priorities change in life. So I'm open.
And this seems to be a little bit more in-depth, if you will, than the typical kinds of questions that I remember hearing back in the 90s, 80s, 90s, and even the first decade of the 21st century, where you'd listen to, psychic programs or people giving readings and this kinds of thing. And it was always like the big three or big four is, you know, well, what about my relationship? What about my job? What about my home life? I mean, there were always these three or four. And
it's
now,
always love and money, top two. Yeah.
And now it's like, you know what? All that's going to play out just fine. Love and money's going to be fine, but I need a little bit more than that. Not in terms of answers, because that's not. It's you're giving more guidance.
Strategies. Create success strategies,
yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Since the economy tanked, since about 2006, 2007, it's been a lot more important for people to feel like they're actively taking charge of their life, so they're not as victimized by outside external forces.
Absolutely. And they can get in touch with you, as I mentioned, by calling 963-0842, going to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, or go to Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting at Facebook.
Thanks so much, Richard.
We'll talk to you next week here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Don't go away.